A reading from the Gospel of St. Luke, the 22nd chapter, verses 47 to 71. While he was still speaking, there came a crowd, and the man called Judas, one of the 12, was leading them. He drew near to Jesus to kiss him, but Jesus said to him, "Judas, would you betray the Son of Man with a kiss?" And when those who were around him saw what would follow, they said, "Lord, shall we strike with the sword?" And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus said, "No more of this." And he touched his ear and healed him. Then Jesus said to the chief priests and officers of the temple and elders who had come out against him, "Have you come out as against a robber with swords and clubs? When I was with you day after day in the temple, you did not lay hands on me. But this is your hour and the power of darkness." Then they seized him and led him away, bringing him to the high priest's house. And Peter was following at a distance. And when they had kindled a fire in the middle of the courtyard and sat down together, Peter sat among them. Then a servant girl, seeing him as he sat in the light and looking closely at him, said, "This man also was with him." But he denied it, saying, "Woman, I do not know him." And a little later, someone else saw him and said, "You also are one of them." But Peter said, "Man, I am not." And after an interval of about an hour, still another insisted, saying, "Certainly this man also was with him, for he too is a Galilean." But Peter said, "Man, I do not know what you are talking about." And immediately, while he was still speaking, the rooster crowed. And the Lord turned and looked at Peter. And Peter remembered the saying of the Lord, how he had said to him, "Before the rooster crows today, you will deny me 3 times. And he went out and wept bitterly. Now the men who were holding Jesus in custody were mocking him as they beat him. They also blindfolded him and kept asking him, "Prophesy, who is it that struck you?" And they said many other things against him, blaspheming him. When the day came, the assembly of the elders of the people gathered together, both the chief priests and the scribes. And they led him away to their council, and they said, "If you are the Christ, tell us." But he said to them, "If I tell you, you will not believe. And if I ask you, you will not answer. But from now on, the Son of Man shall be seated at the right hand of the power of God." So they all said, "Are you the Son of God then?" And he said to them, "You say that I am." Then they said, "What further testimony do we need? We have heard it ourselves from his own lips." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. For our meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Edward Naumann, Redeemer Lutheran Church, Oakmont, Pennsylvania.
Peter was a determined, strong-willed man who told Jesus, "Lord, I am ready to go with you both to prison and to death." But what benefit was all his strength when he became afraid and, like a coward, denied Christ 3 times, and not only denied him, but also swore, calling down curses on himself? Curses, indeed, not just because he broke the 8th commandment and perjured himself, but also because by his denial he earned what Jesus had promised when he said, "Whoever denies me before men, I also will deny before my Father who is in heaven." No wonder, then, that when he realized what he'd done, Peter went away and wept bitterly. And meanwhile, as Peter was denying Jesus, what was Jesus doing? He was fearlessly enduring ridicule as those who kept guard over him blindfolded him, beat him, and mocked him, saying, "Prophesy, who beat you?" And he did not deny himself, but confessed. When asked, "Are you the Son of God?" meekly he replied, "You say that I am." For the glory that was set before him, our Lord endured all things, even death on a cross, for our sake. And so we have 2 examples set before us, one to avoid and one to imitate. Because we too, in our lives, are faced with the prospect of being persecuted or ridiculed for the sake of Christ. But how will we respond? Will we acknowledge Christ or deny him? Will we become afraid, or will we boldly confess, come what may, that Jesus Christ is our Lord, who is seated at the right hand of the Father in heaven. Perhaps you, like Peter, are a strong-willed, determined Christian, and you, as he did, say to yourselves and others, even to Christ himself, that you will never deny him, even if it means prison and death. Indeed, if you're confirmed in the Lutheran Church, you did say this when the pastor asked, "Do you intend to continue steadfast in this confession and church and to suffer all, even death, rather than fall away from it?" You replied, "I do, by the grace of God." So you say that you love God, but he requires that we love not merely in word, but in deed and in truth. When it comes to the moment of trial, how do you know that you will pass the test, that you'll acknowledge Christ and not deny him? If you're relying on your own strength, as Peter did before he denied Christ three times, then expect to fail, because without Jesus we can accomplish nothing. But Peter's denial isn't the end of his story, for Christ forgave him his sins. And Peter went on to confess Christ boldly by the power of the Holy Spirit who was poured out on him on the day of Pentecost. Yes, he went on to confess. Yes, to be jailed. And yes, even finally to die for Christ. But not by his own power or strength, but by the grace of God in Christ Jesus, who is the author and perfecter of his faith as he is for ours. And so may we imitate Peter, not the Peter who relied on his own strength before the crucifixion, but the Peter who relied on Christ after his resurrection and ascension into heaven, the Peter who himself imitated our Lord and looked forward to the glory that was to come, the Peter who realized that none of the troubles and sufferings of this present age are even worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us. The Lord is our refuge and strength, our ever-present help in times of trouble. Let us therefore depend on him, and by his strength confess boldly our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, in whom we have our redemption, the forgiveness of our sins, and deliverance from fear of all our enemies. Amen.
We thank Pastor Edward Naumann for this meditation on God's Word.